In honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to make a personal disclosure. I like beer. I first got the feeling this was somehow inappropriate when I was in my early 20s and I stopped at a mini mart to get something to drink. I put the bottles up on the counter and the guy at the register said, exactly like this, "You like a beer?" He looked at me as if I had bought a whip and fishnet stockings instead of a six-pack. I blushed. But you know, I'm grown up now and a lot less shy. So now I'm going to tell you that I not only like a beer, I have a keg in my house. That's right, and I like it so much I think every serious beer drinker within the sound of my voice ought to consider a keg. Actually, I prefer to use the term beer on tap. A keg sounds like my husband and I might be den parents at a frat house. Beer on tap sounds like we have a lot of beer, but we don't drink it out of 32-ounce plastic cups. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. This is not an invitation to become a drunkard. In a two-adult household, if each adult consumes one or two beers a day, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology says those adults are likely to live a little longer. And I say those adults might as well have a keg. This is an invitation to be environmentally friendly. See how just about anything can be made morally correct? Of course, like any worthwhile home improvement, a keg startup requires an investment. Unless you want to squeeze your groceries around a big vat of beer, you'll need an extra refrigerator. You'll also need a carbon dioxide cylinder to keep the beer fresh for the next month or two. See, it's not for drinking all at once. Restraint. Moderation. Once you're set up, though, you're likely to save money on the best microbrews. At my house, we save 40% off the bottled price. And in a year's time, we save the fuel for countless drives to the liquor store and the energy required to recycle about 1,400 bottles. So, this St. Paddy's Day, remember, if you really want to drink green beer, consider that keg.